So today I'd like to go ahead and start with my title. It's called Feast of Trumpets, A Day to Pay Attention. And I'm going to go through some of the things that trumpets represents, past, hopefully present, and obviously we know about the future. But let's go ahead and begin today in Leviticus 23:24. If you'll turn back there with me, and we'll read why we're actually here. We're commanded to be here. And it says in Leviticus 23, starting verse 24, "Speak to the children of Israel, saying, in the seventh month, on the first day of the month, you shall have a Sabbath rest, a memorial of blowing of trumpets, a holy convocation. You shall do no customary work on it, and you shall offer an offering made by fire to the Lord." So if we just go by the word of God, that's why we're all sitting here today, isn't it? So we're here on a holy convocation. So when you think about that, holy convocation and gathering, let's just take a second to contemplate that and reflect on that. You know, everybody here is called from the Father to be here. This is a special calling that we're here. The rest of the world right now is going about their daily business. They have not had their eyes open to this yet. So it's good to reflect on just what a precious gift and calling we have been given to actually sit in this hall today. It's like a wedding invitation, and your name is on the list. And we're here for the rehearsal of that wedding. So I think it's good as we go about this day to just reflect on that and not pass over it as just a convocation and move on to something else. So I just want to set the tone with that and realize how special of a calling it is to be here in this room with all of you. It's a tremendous thing. So as we read further in this, we see it's a memorial blowing of trumpets. And I want to look into that Hebrew word a little bit and kind of explore that a little bit. So the Hebrew word is H2146. It's Zikron. I believe I'm pronouncing Zikron. A memento, a memorial of a thing, a day or a writing, memorial or record. A memorable thing. A memorable thing. Be it a day or a writing, memory, a memorial of blowing of trumpets. So if you just kind of think about that as we go through this message, that's what the memorial aspect of this scripture means. And let's look at the trumpets, what that Hebrew word is. Hebrew word is teruah, and it means to clamor, that is, acclamation of joy, or a battle cry, especially a clangor of trumpets as an alarm. An alarm, a blowing of trumpets, for joy, jubilee, loud noise, rejoicing, shouting, high, joyful sound. So it's interesting, I'd just like to point out here, it's not just trumpets. What we're talking about is also referred to as loud noises, shouting, acclamation of joy, a battle cry. These are things that also fall under this word, this Hebrew word. So I'd like you to think about that as we move forward. So why trumpets? Well, think about it this way. The sound of a trumpet is something to get your attention, isn't it? In fact, when the shofar was played this just earlier, everybody looked over there. Everybody's head goes to it. It's a natural way to get people's attention. And if you hear one in a crowd, you will instantly look around and find out where it's coming from. But it's not just a trumpet. What about if you're at, say, a public place, either a park or a restaurant, and a table erupts in joy, say for a birthday celebration, and you just hear this rejoicing, this loud rejoicing? What happens? You look around. You pay attention. And so that's another aspect of the trumpets. You know, this loud rejoicing is to get your attention, and it easily does that. And if we're to look at a battle cry, if you heard a battle cry with the sound of trumpets, that would definitely get your attention. It'd be something everybody would be looking for. What's going on? I want to know about this. What's happening? So in essence, when you look at this day should remind us to pay attention. It should remind us to pay attention to the past, the present, and the future. Remind us of what those trumpets are signifying. And that's what I'd like to go into next, is what do these trumpets signify? And I just want to touch on a few of those things. So to do that, we'll go ahead and turn back to Leviticus, or actually we'll turn back to Numbers. Let's go to Numbers 10. And we're going to start in verse 8, but just to kind of paraphrase verses 1 through 7, these are the silver trumpets that are made for the priests to blow. And this was for the congregation to come to a meeting or assembly, or to help the congregation of Israel move. And they were done by blasts of trumpets, because a trumpet got everybody's attention. And the trumpet was able to direct people. But then we go into verse 8, and I want to start there and kind of look at that. It starts with a proclamation that these things are an ordinance throughout your generations. indicating that this has a spiritual relevance along with a physical relevance. So there's kind of a little bit of a turning point as we go through this in verse 8. So let's go ahead and read that. The sons of Aaron, the priests, shall blow the trumpets, and these shall be to you an ordinance forever throughout your generations. When you go to war in your land against the enemy who oppresses you, then you shall sound the alarm with the trumpets, and you will be remembered before the Lord your God, and you will be saved from your enemies. Also, in the day of your gladness, in your appointed feasts, and at the beginning of your months, you shall blow the trumpets over your burnt offerings and over your sacrifices of peace offerings, and they shall be a memorial for you before your God. I am the Lord your God. So what I'd like to do is actually go back through that and kind of focus on it a little bit more, not just read through it and skip through it. So being trumpets, what should we pay attention to here? Well, let's look back at verse 9. It says, when you go to war against the enemy in your land, I think the first thing and the first trumpet that we need to pay attention to in this scripture is that we are in a spiritual battle. Israel was commanded, when they physically went into battle, to blow the trumpet, to get God's attention, to remind him that they were a people, his people. That was a command. That's what God ordered them to do. So what about our spiritual life when we're in our spiritual battles? Do we blow the trumpet? Remember, the trumpet, that word, can also be a loud cry, a shout, a battle cry. Do we cry out to God? Do we spiritually say, you know what, I'm in a battle, I need to pay attention to this, and cry out to God when we're feeling oppressed, when we're struggling with a sin, when we're struggling with carnal nature? That's what we're commanded to do. That's one thing we can learn from the trumpets, is to sound the alarm to God. So spiritually, it's obviously a sounding alarm. We don't go outside every time we're feeling oppressed and grab a trumpet and blow on it. But we can spiritually do that. We can spiritually shout out to God, and we should. And the cool thing, the very encouraging thing about this, is if we read a little bit further on, in verse 9 it says, and you will be remembered before the Lord, your God, and will be saved from your enemies. Do we call God on that? Do we call God on it? Do we shout out on him with that expectation that we will be remembered? And not only will we be remembered, we will be saved. There's no question there. This is the process that God started. This is a process that God will finish, and this is a promise from God. But you know, we're all human, aren't we? So how often do we let ourselves go to battle without God? Maybe because we're ashamed. Maybe because we got guilt. Don't feel we're worthy. So we don't want to shout out. We don't want to blow that trumpet. Maybe it's a pride thing. You know, maybe we're just, no, I can take care of this, and then I'll get back to God. You know, I'll prove to God I'm good enough. You know, I can do it. Or maybe pride in the sense of, you know what, I don't want to feel weak. I don't want people to realize that I'm hurting or that I'm weak. So many reasons why we resist blowing on the trumpet, why we resist calling out to God. But I'd encourage you all to see the encouragement in this scripture. If you shout out to God, you will be remembered. And you will be saved. And that's a lesson we can take away from the trumpets, the blowing of the trumpets. So we do need to pay attention, brethren, to that spiritual battle that's going on. But let's go ahead and continue on in verse 10, because that's not the only thing of trumpets. You know, trumpets are very significant in the blowing of the feast days. In the feast of your gladness. You know, the trumpet denotes and marks and draws to attention a celebration. Draws to attention joy. And that's something we should also remember. The aspect of the trumpets is also the joy that we are partaking in right now. The wedding feast that we are being called to. Can you imagine the joy? I mean, it's really fascinating to sit back sometimes and just meditate on it. And I can't even comprehend what it's going to be like when I hear those trumpets. I can't even comprehend how spectacular it's going to be in the wedding hall with Jesus Christ and the Father. I mean, it's exciting. I had the joy of going to my nephew's wedding, and it was a very nice wedding held at a very nice place, but it will pale in comparison to what God has for us. And those trumpets will be a trumpet of joy and a trumpet of gladness. So it's good to remember that. Let's remember that those trumpets are also there. But as we continue down in verse 10, it talks about through your burnt offerings and your peace sacrificing. So what's that? You know, we can take joy in the fact that we have the ability to repent and stay right with God. And we offer up prayers of peace, prayers of repentance, and they do not go unnoticed before our God. So we look down at the end of that. Verse 10, it says, "And they shall be a memorial for you before your God. I am the Lord your God." This is twofold. It's a memorial for us, something for us to remember and to reflect on. But it's also something God will remember of us. He will remember us. He will remember those prayers of repentance. He will remember that sacrifice of peace. He will remember the actions we do to keep peace within our families and within our bodies, be it social, you know, be it here at church. God is paying attention. So let's go ahead and finish off by turning over to Matthew 24, verse 30 and 31. This is a familiar scripture for us, and it should be a very encouraging scripture for us. Let's go ahead and back up and just start in verse 29. "Immediately after the tribulation of those days, the sun will be darkened, the moon will not give its light, the stars will fall from heaven, the powers of heaven will be shaken." And this is Christ speaking. "Then the Son of Man will appear in heaven, then all the tribes of the earth will mourn, for they'll see the Son of Man coming in the clouds of heaven with power and with great glory." Some will mourn, but what will our part be in that? "And he will send his angels out with a great sound of a trumpet, and they will gather together his elect from the four winds, from one end of heaven to the other." You know, that's a trumpet we really have exciting times to look forward to. So that can be a trumpet of joy for you. That'll be a phenomenal trumpet to hear that sound and know that God's gathering the elect. What an amazing thing. So God is paying attention. His trumpets will sound at the end of the days, calling attention to his purpose and his plan for all mankind. So, brethren, let's pay attention spiritually and keep in remembrance the significance of the blowing of the trumpets on this day. The significance looking past, looking present, and definitely looking towards the future.